Blessed day to all of you. Let's start this prayer session by listening to an original piece of mine, a prose piece. Let's just meditate for a minute. But you never said life would be easy. You never said that we'd never feel pain. We'd never struggle. We'd never fail again. You never said we'd never shed tears again. Never know fear again. Never say never again. You did say, though, that you love us. That we don't have to do great works to be yours. Oh no. That we just have to let go and let you guard us, guide us, save us from our ignorant selves. You didn't say we'd understand you completely. That you'd operate according to our meager understanding. Oh no. You didn't say that you'd operate like a slot machine. However, you said you'd always be there for us, never forsaking us, regardless of how our foolish ways are at times. And this is why I am so glad you are here, though most would believe you are not, unfortunately. You are here, though long ago most would scheme and plot. Oh yes, you are here. You are still here. You always will be here, loving us. Waiting for us. Lord, we are so thankful that you are indeed here. You are wherever we are. Whether it be at church, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, whether it be at school, whether it be anywhere that we go, on a walk, sleeping, sick, well, you are here. Even if we don't acknowledge you sometimes in our stupid, meager ways, you are still here. Even when we disregard the impact that you have on our lives, you are indeed here. You are here. Whether we accept you or not, you are still here. Whether we try our best to follow you or not, you are still here. Lord, that's how you are. And we cannot even begin to comprehend how you operate. But we are so thankful that you are so beyond us. We don't understand it. But regardless of who we are, you are here. Guarding us, guiding us, loving us, healing us, sheltering us, providing us with the way that we need to follow if we only just accept that you are indeed here. Bringing us to the still moments when we need to just listen. Listen to your voice and listen to your answers. Listen to your guidance. Listen to the yeses and the noes and the wait. Thank you for keeping right beside us, Lord. Because we do not have it together. Look at what we're doing to our world. Look at what we're doing to what you've given us, life. We keep throwing all this back in your face, and yet you're still here. You still love us. You still guard us and guide us and protect us and heal us. You still take care of us. You still mourn when we fall by the wayside. You still celebrate when we finally get it. You still scold when we behave like spoiled brats. But you do it as a parent. And we are so thankful. We do not deserve any of this, Lord. But it's only by your mercy and your grace. It's only by your mercy and your grace that we still are even here. Even when we forget that you are not. Lord, you are indeed still here, even though our mental health and our physical health is falling and failing. You are still here, even though our political, economical climate around the world is all awry. You are still here. Even though we are destroying what you've given to us, the water, the air that we breathe, flora and fauna, you are still here. You're still here so that if we finally wake up and decide to continue listening to you and not just do it back and forth and willy-nilly, you're still here, just waiting for us. Forgive us, Lord, because we constantly fail. We constantly don't depend on you. We constantly don't acknowledge you. We constantly take up the mantle and think that we've got it all in hand. We constantly mess it up. Please forgive us, Lord, and be gracious unto us, sinners that we are. Forgive us that we forget that you will be back. You will return. Because the world as it is right now, everything is just moving away from you. And we can get swept up in it. But Lord, forgive us when we do. Forgive us when we get swept up knowingly and unknowingly. Help us to remember that you are returning. Help us to stay or return to being grounded in you. Help us to not disregard people because they're not perfect in our eyes. Like, who on earth do we think we are, Lord? Help us to remember that we do not have to do anything to just fall prostrate before you and just accept you. We don't have to come with riches. We don't have to come with standards and food and clothing beyond all measure. We don't have to come with attitude and ego, status. You just need us in our frailty So help us to reach out to others in theirs as well and help them to understand, or at least show them that that's how you want us all in our frailty. In our frailty, Lord, you are here for us. Just like that. So please help us to remember that you are coming again. And that you just have us as we are. If we just remember that. Help us to stay close to you. Help us to remember that it's in you that we can build our trust. It is in you that we can find our rock, our safe place, our hiding place. It's in you that we can find our foundation, not all that is around us and other people and other things that we create. We create out of our simple-mindedness and out of our sinful ways, things that we create that we depend on. Help us to remember that you are the standard. You. Again, Lord, we thank you that you are still here, even though we keep praying and we don't have our stuff together. And you're ever so patient, Lord. You are so patient. But the time will come. So help us to acknowledge you now. Help us to not be prideful, and that if we need to fall prostrate before you right now, that we'll do so. Cleanse us, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts. Help us to be strangely warmed in your sight. Help us to talk with you constantly. Help us to see you in anything and everyone around us, no matter what the situation may be. Help us to not be picky when it comes to hearing a sermon, for instance, from those we may not want to hear one from, or speeches or people around us that we may not necessarily want to see or feel or whatever. Help us to see you in all of these things anyway. And in the same, at the same token, Lord, protect us from what we do not need to be around or see or feel. We ask you that. We ask you humbly, even as we go back and forth in our ways of not acknowledging you, Lord God. How dare we, right, Lord? And yet in all of this, you are still here. So we come humbly, humbly in our rantings and ramblings. Thank you for being here in our presence. Thank you for being in our midst. We can feel you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, encamp around us. Cleanse our bodies and our minds and our thoughts. May we be inspired by you. Stay here with us, Lord. Stay here with us. We need you, Father. We need you. Every hour we need you. Our one defense and our righteousness. Father, how we need you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts right now, God, be acceptable in your sight. Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. Thank you, Father. Amen.